come on, if you just, man, you're in tune this morning and you come to a place, just say, Lord, listen, meet me here again. Would you do me a favor, man? Would you just text X? I want you in on this. I want you in on this 100%, man. I want you in on this as you would make comments wherever you're at, YouTube, whether you're on Facebook, that you would make a comment, say, meet me here again. Because I think, man, even in a season like this, it's funny because we're so focused on this COVID thing. We've kind of forgot, I don't want to say us, but I think there's a time that people forget, people who are really struggling with just life in general without this thing. And you come to a place, can God meet me here again? And I think this, man, I believe that we are in a place where there's so many people that are broken and hurting, so many people who are confused, so many people who are lost. And that's your cry to God, saying, God, meet me here again. Man, I believe this. I believe this, that you're in this place of saying, God, where are you today? That you would just meet me again. And man, even in worship this morning, my heart went to John 21, where you've got, this is Jesus. He's now came back from the dead. This is in that 40-day period. And you've got Peter, who's just a mess. As you know, man, you know the story. Peter denied the Lord 3 times. Peter was an absolute mess. And here you've got Jesus on the shore. You've got Peter and his boys. They're fishing. And Peter cries out to them and said, hey, you haven't caught anything yet. You got to remember, man, Peter, James, John, the crew, they were in this just a bummed state of mind. Going, listen, we don't know what's going on, but we're going back to what we do know. We're going back to fishing. I'm sure they were in this place to just say, Lord, if we could meet with you again. God, if you would just meet with us again. And then here it is, man, Jesus on the shore. Hey guys, you haven't caught anything, have you? And this is the second time that he's done this earlier in the ministry. This is the second time going, hey guys, you haven't caught anything. They're like, no, watch this. John 21, you can read it. It's an amazing story. He says, throw your nets on the other side of the boat. That's like 6 feet. Like the nets are all around and they haven't caught anything. And all Jesus said is, I just need 6 feet. Just throw them on the other side. And that's only a difference of 6 feet. And then Peter begins to think, well, I've heard this before. And John says, I think that's Jesus. And you see where Peter puts on his outer garments, and Peter's like, you guys fish. If I could just meet with Jesus again. And Peter dives in to the sea and he swims to shore. And I think at times in life we all find ourselves in a place to say, Lord, if I could just meet with you again. If I could just know your presence. If I could just know that you could comfort me in this moment. If I could just be with you again. Listen, I don't know where you're at in this. In this moment right here, it's so powerful in this room right now. It's so beautiful. Just to know that when Jesus put himself on that cross, man, when Jesus breathed his last, one of the amazing miracles that took place was the veil was torn in two, which was huge for you and I. It's huge and symbolic. And now we have every right to enter into his presence. There's no longer a curtain. There's no longer a law. There's nothing. There's nothing that hinders us from the very presence of our King, from the very presence of our God. And that veil was torn in two. And it's an absolute welcome to say, if I could just be with you again and welcome you in your presence, man, it's so powerful. So wherever you're at this morning, I want to go back into this. And if you're in your living room, I want this, please. Man, I want you to get on your face and I want you to get on your knees. I want you to participate. Wherever you're at, man, I want you to participate in this, that you'd find yourself on the place of kneeling position, hands held high, husbands and wives and children and kids all together in a room. time, Lord, that you would be with me again. That God, right here in this moment, right here in our house, we want to be in your presence. And in your presence, there is peace. And in your presence, there is joy. Come on, BC. Amen. Yes.
Sing that for a minute.
Ourselves on our face before you. We love you. God, let there be a true joy in your presence, a true peace and a true rest in your presence. No matter where we're at, right now in this moment. Father, we welcome you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, amen. Amen, BC. So good. We're good, Katie. We're good. We're going to roll. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. So good. Man, just killing it. My bride. Come on. the mother of my children. They're hers as well, but the mother of my children. How are you, babe?
I like the hat.
Like, that makes me want to go to the beach.
Yes, take me to the beach. Yes.
Like, well, there's people we know and love that are going to the beach tonight. They're going to Florida tonight. Like, come on. What is happening right now, going to the beach?
Amen.
How you doing, baby?
Happy Mother's Day out there to all the moms. We love you. Hope you have an awesome day.
Come on.
Amen.
What do you got, babe? What do you got? I know that you wanted to just speak into the moms for a minute. I love that. Come on.
Did you have a good week with your husband?
Yes.
And your kids?
Good week. Good week.
Was I a good husband this week?
Well, except for you didn't take me to the beach.
I didn't take it. Oh, I thought you were going to that other thing. Never mind.
I just need a little more sunshine. That's all.
I need to take you to the beach.
Had a good week, you know. Thank you, Lord. Your mercies are new every morning. Yesterday, I was just kind of meditating and saying, okay, Lord, like yesterday and the day before, God, with all this snow, help me, Jesus. Just hold on. I know your mercies are coming every morning. But amen. So we're just thinking about moms today. In Psalm 127, verse 3 through 5 says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. And I'm just thinking about, you know, the heritage and the reward of the womb. It's incredible to think about. Just, you know, my kids are a heritage. They're my inheritance. They're my reward. And I'm just meditating on that and thinking about that. And everything starts in a seed, you know. The Bible says that as long as the earth endures, there will be seed time and harvest. And so that means that even children will be born. As long as the earth endures, there will be seed time and harvest. And it's just amazing how God plants that little seed in your womb. And then he says, it's your heritage and it's your reward. And I'm thinking about my children, and I'm thinking the greatest gift of my children is that they are a reward from the Lord.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how successful they ever become or what they do with their life. As long as they stay in the will of God, I mean, that is my reward and that is my blessing. And that's what I just thank God for. And when we were in praise and worship today, and we were singing the song, I'm not enough unless you come, Lord. I'm not enough. And I'm just, you know, really felt that in my spirit. Like, I can never be enough. I'm never enough for my children, Lord. You have to come. You fill their hearts. And I was just praying, and there's such power in a praying parent.
Amen.
And just God, I felt, spoke to me that prayer is the water that just covers your children, just praying over them and praying over every little seed in their life, that God would just bless them and that God would protect them and watch over them. And just praying over our children and just believing God that they're going to just stay in the will of God and become awesome women and men of God. And I just want to go to Proverbs 31 and let's see, verse 26. She opens her mouth in skillful and godly wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue, giving counsel and instruction. She looks well to how things go in her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. And so that's just my prayer today for me and all moms, that we would open our mouth in skillful and godly wisdom, and that the teaching of kindness would be on my tongue. And so I just pray today, Lord, you want me to pray for you? Yes. That, Lord, that you would just bless every single mom out there today, Lord, that we would just seek to have kindness on our tongues, Lord, that we would seek to pray over our children and just water that seed of eternity, Lord. If any moms out there just have children that are unsaved, that their prayers would be like water on that little seed that God says he's put eternity into every heart. And so as they pray, Lord, I pray that that prayer would water the seed that's in the heart of every human being, Lord, that you would bless their children, Lord God, that them and their household will be saved. That is your promise, and we just cling to your promise today, Lord God, and we just thank you for the word that Sean will bring forth today, Lord, and I know it's going to be great, Lord. I know that God, he's going to stir up the gifts that are within us today, Lord God. We just know, and we just know that you're so faithful, God, that you, oh God, would just plant little seeds in every heart and soul today, Lord God. And just how amazing it is, Lord God, that you will watch over your word and you will make sure that it does not return void and that you will see that it performs what it has called to be done in the lives of your people today, God. And so we just thank you, Lord, that you would anoint every word that Sean speaks today, Lord God, that you would bless it and that everyone would bear much fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, baby. Bless the Lord, honey. Come on. Hey, if you would turn with me two places, please. Proverbs 31 and John chapter 2. Proverbs 31 and John chapter 2. And I'm excited for today. Today really is a special day. And honestly, Mother's Day is a huge day for church. We honor moms. We love to give little flowers or gifts or something. And I know that restaurants love Mother's Day. It's one of their busiest days of the year. And today it's different. But it's still Mom's Day, right? It's still a day that we will honor moms and be excited about our moms and be excited about grandmoms and just be wanting to a place to say, this is a day that we do honor you and we love you and we thank God that you're in his plan in leading your children, in teaching and training and sending. And moms know their kids' gifts, man. I believe this. I believe moms can identify the gifts that were within their kids and just teach and train them in such a beautiful way, man. Moms have such a great gift to identify what God has placed in her children. And we know, man, moms, you go above and beyond. Moms, you're praying. When kids never see you praying, man, you're doing things that they will never know about, but God knows, and he sees it all. And we know the work in the heart of moms. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited for today. I'm excited to get into this, man. I'm excited to spend some time here in Proverbs 31, spend some time in John 2, and go some places. And I was just up early this morning, and I took a drive. And, man, I found myself just parked and praying. And I try to go to a high place. I pick a different place on Sunday morning that's kind of high ground so I can see the city. And we're praying over our region, north, south, east, and west. And just found myself, honestly, watching the sunrise this morning. It's just praying for Believers Chapel, praying for the moms of Believers Chapel, praying for the kids that they would honor their moms and know what that means and know what that looks like to honor your mom and to come to this place to respect your mom. And just, man, even in that, man, I was reminded Psalm 113 verse 3 says, by the rising of the sun and by its setting, the name of the Lord shall be praised. From the rising of the sun, and then I was able to watch the sunrise this morning and just say, God, let the name of Jesus be praised. Let the name of Jesus be honored through moms and in households, through husbands, through dads, through children, even today. Man, as we just come together, a little different scene, but we want to honor you moms this morning. And I'm excited about Proverbs 31, man. This is a Proverbs, and it's a Proverbs that was written by a king, but it was by the words of his mom. So I love this, and here the mom, Proverbs 31, verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the oracle or the written, which his mother taught him. These are the words of his mom. He says, listen, king, my son, listen, this is who you want for a queen. This is the picture that I'm setting up for you for a wife one day. And I love Proverbs 31, and so many people turn to Proverbs 1:31 and get great wisdom in regards to an excellent wife. and to know the value, right? The value of a wife. But I hope this, man, I hope that we can see in Proverbs 31, so much, watch this now, so much is made of Proverbs 31 that has to do with a wife. But there's so much in Proverbs 31 that has to do with a mom, that has to do with a mother, and has to do with her responsibilities and her priorities and what's it look like. And Renee already read from Proverbs 31. And what's it look like to know that my priority as a mom and as a wife is my household, right? Proverbs 31, verse 10, an excellent wife who can find for her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Man, I love that. All the days of her life. Come on, if you're with me, flip to Proverbs 31. And I want to start. You're going to see it. If you got the New American Standard, you're going to see the word household is in Proverbs 31 four times. The word household, right? And it speaks to that excellent wife. It speaks to a woman who knows my household is my priority. My household is my priority. This is a woman who worked. This is a woman who made linens. This is a woman who made money. I love Proverbs 31 when you see it, but her whole mindset around working and making money and selling and buying fields and vineyards and just the whole mindset of that really was to make sure that her household was the priority. We got to understand that, right? I love this. Here it is, Proverbs 31. I want you to see this. It says this, verse 25. Strength and dignity are her clothing. She smiles, watch this, she smiles at the future. This means that there is this confidence in this woman, this mom. Come on, moms, I want you to walk in a place to be confident, to know God's call on your life, to know that God has blessed you with these amazing gifts called children. God has blessed you. God has come to this place. Say, listen, I want you to understand my household is my priority. And in that, I'm so confident in that I can smile at my future, right? I can smile at my future. I love that. Strength and dignity are her clothing. Strength. Moms, there is this supernatural ability that God has given you to be strong, to have this might within your spirit. This is, I love this. This is your clothing. This is what surrounds you is strength, is might, is God-given ability. Like, I love this. When you start bragging about moms, you start bragging about their strength. You start bragging about their boldness. You start bragging about their power. You start bragging even about a mom's authority in the house. And I love this story, man. I was talking to my brother, Todd. And I'm like, Todd, I need a good mom story, right? I need a good mom story. And he's like, well, my friend, Scott Weeks, this is a friend. This is when we lived in Alfred. We lived in Alfred for many years. My dad worked for Alfred University. He was a coach for soccer and lacrosse. We lived in Alfred. And here's my older brother, Todd. He's a few years older than me. He said, here's a great mom story, right? There was a day that I had my friend Scott over, and there was just some things that I did that mom didn't like. And I knew that it was wrong, and mom was going to discipline me right in front of my friend Scott. Right. So he's like, Sean, I was just being, you know, the tough guy. I wasn't going to be embarrassed by my mom spanking me in front of my friend. So my mom, she liked the wooden spoon. Right. I mean, I don't know, moms, what your go-to tool is. My mom's go-to tool was the wooden spoon. And she went to that drawer and grabbed my older brother, and my man, Todd's friend Scott, is right there in the house, and she starts whacking him, and Todd's like, I was going to show off, and I just started laughing. Mom, that doesn't even hurt. And then Todd said that was a big mistake. And I don't even know if my mom remembers this. And Todd was like, that was a big mistake because she broke that spoon on my behind, and then she went to the drawer to grab a second spoon and broke that spoon on my behind. And then she emptied the drawer of all of the wooden spoons. And I learned to never laugh when I'm getting spanked again. And it's just, I don't know what your tool is, but wooden spoons, that was my mom's go-to. And the way that Todd tells it is honestly through his friend's eyes. And he's like, Scott has never forgot that. And the way he tells this story is unbelievable. And he says, Sean, and I just talked to him yesterday. He says, Sean, the point is, don't ever laugh when you're being disciplined by mom. Like, it was an amazing point. And I just, BC, I just want you to know, right? Brent and Todd, they took all the hits, right? I never got spanked. I was never disciplined. I was the innocent child all of my life. And I'm kidding. But the reality is, there is an authority and there is a power. And that's what this word strength means. And I want you to know that. Come on, I want you to get this. Look at verse 25. Strength. It's moms is what you wear. And when you know this, you can smile at your future. There is a strength and a confidence in that. And then it says strength and dignity. And dignity, this is huge. Moms, this the word dignity, it means you are worthy of respect. It means you are worthy of respect. And could you imagine a mom, and this is, I love that God's advice, and this is a mom's advice to her son. Son, this is the queen that you need to be looking for. That this is going to be the woman of your children. This is going to be your wife. This is going to be the mother of your kids. And she has to walk in a place that her priority is her household. And in that, there is this confidence that comes. And there is the strength and power and authority and might that comes. Listen, this is what God says. This is his word. And there is this dignity. Ladies, come on, mom. I want you to throw your shoulders back and your head up and say, no, I am dignified. I'm dignified. Man, I am worthy of respect. Man, I wear that. I love what it says. Wear it like a garment, man. No, I'm strong. Man, I am a mom. I am a God-given gift in these kids, and I have an authority, and I have a power, and I have a strength, and I have a dignity where I am worthy of respect. Come on, and then that, when you own that, when you wear that, when that becomes who you are, man, you can smile at your future. Moms, this is who we are, right? This is who you are. According to Proverbs 31, just one verse, man, verse 25, strength and dignity are her clothing. It's who you are, man. It's what you wear. And I love it that this word dignity, it means that your character is impressive. That your character is impressive. That you wear respect. You're worthy of respect. Watch this, verse 26 is even what Renee read. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. And she looks well to the ways of her household. There it is. She looks well to the ways of her household. And she does not eat the bread of idleness. And that means being a sluggard or not being busy. That means being lazy. For her children, here it is, verse 28. Her children rise up and bless her. And her husband also, he praises her. Now I want you to see this. Because I wanna look, husbands, please hear this. I want you to get this from Proverbs 31. This is amazing. Watch this again. If you got it open, you're on in your Bible, you're on your phone, wherever you're at, look at it again. Come on. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She opens her mouth in wisdom. The teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Her children, I love this. Mom, get it. Your children bless you. Her husband also, he praises her. I love this. I love this. She looks well to the ways of her household. Her children rise up and bless her. Her husband also praises her. Hey, listen, husbands, can I just speak to the men just for a minute? Can I just speak to you? Do you realize that today is a day to honor the mother of your children? Today's a day. The Bible, we are called, I love it where it speaks, the children will. And the husband also, and the word praised, it's the word halal. It's the same word used through all of Psalms to celebrate, boast, and brag on the Lord. It's the same exact word, halal, which is hallelujah. Men, come on, husbands, you and I are called to brag on our wives. You and I are called to boast on our wives. You and I are called to lift up our wives. That the word, it means to be bright. It means to shine. That are you, please hear me, man, are you making your wife shine? Are you boasting and bragging on her? Come on, Proverbs 19:14. That'll be up on the screen. Proverbs 19:14. Right? House and wealth are inheritance from fathers. But watch this. A prudent wife is from the Lord. A prudent wife is from the Lord. I want to just speak to the men just for a minute, man. Husbands, come on, lean into the TV. Lean into your phone, man. Get this. Please hear this. A prudent wife, where does she come from? A prudent wife really is a gift from God. And the word prudent, because look at the word prudent. When you look at Proverbs 19:14 and you look at verse 20:26, she opens her mouth in wisdom, right? A mom opens her mouth in wisdom. A prudent wife, the word prudent, this is an amazing word. It means to function in wisdom. It means to be an expert guide. It means good judgment or discernment or discretion. Isn't that amazing that is a list, an amazing, beautiful list of what you got when you married your wife? A prudent wife, one who is an expert guide, one who is discerning, one who has great discretion, right? This is what prudent means. And I love when you're looking at Proverbs 19:14 to say, husbands, do you know what you got? And when is the last time you boasted that you spoke something? Watch this. Please hear me, men. Well, you spoke something where your wife understood, man, strength and dignity are my clothing. That's my man, man. He's bragging on me. He's boasting on me. He's praising me. And that brings me courage, and that brings me strength. And he, by his words, is making me feel like I am worthy of respect, that I am strong. Man, we got to do our part. Husbands, we got to do our part to fulfill on a day like this that it is about the moms and it is about their work and it is about who they are and all their essential and what they contribute to your home. Their household is the priority, which includes you as a top priority and then the amazing gifts that God's given them. And that you, husbands, will walk in a place that her strength and her dignity, she gets to wear those because her husband comes to a place to recognize, man, you are from the Lord. And what you bring into our household is discretion and discernment. What you bring into our household is being a wise guide. What you bring into our household is being an expert in wisdom. Do you know what you got? Does your wife know that you know? That's the question. Does your wife know that you know what you got? Because I love where it says, verse 28, her children will rise up and bless her. Her children will rise up and bless her. And husbands also. I love that. And he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. What is it when a husband, I love this, when the husband really makes his wife, you are above all. There's not another woman like you on this planet. There's not another woman that compares to you on this planet. And I love where it's saying, we read it in Proverbs 31:10, an excellent wife who can find for her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Like, what happens when you look at this and say, you are an excellent wife, and in that makes you an excellent mom, and in that you have kept the priority of your household, and in that, man, you've put the kids, it's just such a priority in your time and in your effort, and in that, I want you to know that you are strong, in that, I want you to know that you are dignified and you are respected, and I'm speaking from a husband's point of view. The husband's begin to brag and boast and allow their wives to shine so that you can come to this place. Many daughters have done nobly, but you, honey, you, I'm only looking at you. You excel them all. Man, what does that do to a mom when her children bless her and her husband celebrates her and boasts on her? And many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. You excel them all. And I want to turn to Proverbs 14, verse 1. Proverbs 14, verse 1. I want you to see this. Because we're talking about that wise woman. We're talking about that wife who is prudent. We're talking about that mom who is a wise guide. We're talking about on Mom's Day how truly important and essential you are as a mom who builds her house. As a mom, watch this now. And this is only a question, honestly, that you and God really know. But how much time do you spend on your face just for your family and for your kids? That you're crying out to God. Maybe you have a son or a daughter that's wayward right now. Maybe you have a son or a daughter who's just, who you've done everything you possibly can do. And they just kind of want to walk their own way. And a mom's heart is a mom's heart. And you have poured so much into your kids. And yet they come to this place where they make their own decision in life. And yet, I would encourage you, please hear me, moms, you stay. If you're in this boat here, and this is what I know, please hear me. Man, this is what I know. Today can be a really high day for some. And today can be a very difficult day for some. Today can be a day that, moms, you are being celebrated, and dads or kids are cooking for you and showering you with gifts, and you do feel like this is your day. This day propels you into a year to say, listen, it's worth it. Man, I am respected, and my kids love me, and they are blessing me. And my husband, he knows my value, and he knows my worth. He knows what I bring to these kids in this household. And today is your day, and you are celebrated all day. And man, I hope that's you. But I know this, man, I know. Then in the same way, this can be a very difficult day for you. And I know in the same way, this can be a day that is a trying day where your kids have maybe turned their back on their home, or your kids have somehow, some way grown up and truly forgotten what it took to get them there. Maybe this is a day, even a tough day. Watch this. Now watch this. Maybe this is even a tough day for some who've lost their mom. Maybe this is one of those days that it brings up more hurt than joy. Man, in that, man, I want you to lean into the love of Christ. Man, I want you to lean in to the love of God and say, God loves me and I trust him. And God, you know what you're doing. And whatever it is, Father, I need you in this. I don't know where you're at today. I can't even see your face to get a judge on where you're at in this and what Mom's Day means to you. But man, I just want to come into this place that you would know that God Almighty loves you and cares for you so desperately and so deeply. If you're a son or a daughter, and this is just one of those days where you're just like, man, I had such a relationship with my mom, and she's home to be with the Lord, or whatever that looks like, man, whatever today is for you. Man, we want to honor you today and love you today and encourage you today and build you today. And for the mom who takes God at his word and say, listen, I am going to be a wise woman and I'm going to build my house. I love this. Proverbs 14, verse 1. I'm just going to read it from the New American Standard, and then I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It says this. Amplified will be on your screen, but I'm going to read it from the NASB and then from the Amplified. Verse 14, or chapter 14, verse 1. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands. The wise woman builds. And the word builds, it means prudent management. It means that you walk in this place to build your house. And the word house, it can mean family, right? And I love this. Here's the Amplified. A wise woman builds her house on a foundation of godly precepts, and her household thrives. Ladies, and again, I don't know where you're at in this. What are you building your household on? I love this. A wise woman builds her house on the foundation of godly precepts. Watch this. And when you do that, her household thrives. I love the Amplified Version in this. And then it says this, but the foolish one who lacks spiritual insight tears it down with her own hands, ignoring godly principles. So when you look at this, man, and I want to honor those wise women who come in this place saying, I am going to build my children. I'm going to build my house. I'm going to point my children to the Word of God. I'm going to cover my children in prayer every day. My house, man, they will know in my house, our foundation is godly principle. Our foundation is the Word of God. Man, I am a mom who will pray for my kids. That's what this is talking about. I'm going to build my house on a foundation of God's Word. Come on, moms, there's power in that, and there's authority in that. And man, your kids will turn in that and bless you and turn and say, my mom, man, I remember my mom. And they'll say, I will remember my mom. Man, I was raised in an amazing home. Man, I remember mom, truly. You would see and you would find my mom on her face before the Lord. Early morning, you would find her at the kitchen table. And I love this scene. And there's just, you just don't forget certain scenes of your mom, right? And my mom would just find herself at the kitchen table and she would have her devotion out and she would have her Bible out and she would just either be in the devotion or in the Bible. You'd find her on her knees by the couch with hands up and she would just be in prayer. And you know, man, she is praying for Todd and she is praying for Sean and she's praying for Brent and she's asking God to move in our lives and direct our steps and walk in this place that we would forever follow hard after Christ. And this is a scene that is just etched into my mind that I've never forgot how my mom would cry out to God for us, for me, for Todd, for Brent. Man, I remember my grandmother, my mom's mom, my Nana. And man, she would live in her older age, man, she would live with my mom and dad. And what amazing, incredible moments we had from I love it, from generation, moms get it, from generation to generation to generation to generation. Or my mom's mom, my Nana. You would find her in this place, and you've heard about my Nana. I've spoke about her many times. 9 years old, an evangelist. 13 years old, they put her on a train to go from Pittsburgh. She was a Steelers fan. From Pittsburgh all the way to Seattle to preach. And this was in the 20s. She was 13. Man, just an amazing, anointed woman of God who could win a tree to Jesus, man. She was absolutely incredible. Plumbers would come to her house to fix something, and she would just win them to Christ. All her goal was to win people to Jesus. And you would find my Nana sitting on the couch, and I can remember this, sitting on the couch, and she had a little cassette player. Some of you may not even know what a cassette is, a little cassette player. It's a little thing with tape in it that has stuff on it, and you could listen to music, and you could listen to messages. You don't even know what that looks like, but it was this little cassette thing and this little cassette player, and she would sit by the window and sit on the couch, and she'd be listening to these messages, and then you'd find her in song with her hands raised. And listen, this is in her 90s. To live a life. Preaching started for her at 9 years old. And to live a life of praying, to live a life of leading, to live a life that your household is the priority, that at 90 you can look out a window with your hands held high and know your kids are following Jesus and serving him with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, and with all their strength. And my Nana would just sit at that window and she would just pray. And I didn't want to interrupt, so I'm behind the corner and I'm just listening to the tape player and I'm listening to my Nana pray and I'm watching her hands in the air. And then you'd hear her in the morning. Literally, she'd be looking out the window. Maybe Jesus would come today. And she'd be looking up in the sky going, just maybe. Maybe today's the day that Jesus returns. What does that do for a life, mom? What does that do for a life that you can say, listen, maybe I didn't start preaching at 9, right? Maybe I'm just coming into faith. Maybe I'm just myself as a mom. I'm just starting to come back to Christ myself. But man, come on, it's got to start somewhere. And it can start with you. Right now. Right now, it can start with you. Will you come to this place? Maybe it was in your mom. And maybe it slipped a little bit. Right now, you're like, no. It's time to get that back from me and my house. It's time to get that back from my kids. I've seen it in my mom, and I need to get it back for me. Maybe that's where you're at today. Maybe your kids are watching you, and your kids are always watching you, man. They're always watching you. And I love this because I see this in 2 Timothy. We're not going to get to John 2. We're going to come right into 2 Timothy. I just, in my heart, I just want to come here because it talks about grandmothers and it talks about mothers. And this is Paul. And Paul is writing to his another son in the faith named Timothy. And these were, Paul and Timothy were buddies, man, and they were tight and they did all kind of ministry together. And Paul left Timothy to oversee the church at Ephesus. And Ephesus was one of the larger churches. It was huge. It was in the central focus of a very busy corridor. And I love where Paul starts this letter to his buddy Timothy. And it starts like this, 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 1, he says this, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ, to Timothy, my beloved son. And this is talking about his son in the faith. It's not his dad, but this is the son in his faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. And I thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience. This is what Paul is saying. I thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience that the way my forefathers did, and I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day. This is what he's saying. Paul's penning this. He's like, Timothy, listen, I'm thinking about you all day. Timothy, I want you to know that I'm praying for you. Timothy, I'm praying for you at night. I'm praying for you today. You are in my heart, man. You're a part of me, Timothy. And then watch where he goes from here. This is amazing. Verse 4, longing to see you even as I recall your tears. Like you talk about relationship, longing to see you, even as I recall your tears. And if you go into Acts, you can see where there's this encounter that Paul has with Timothy, where Paul's being shipped off and he's going into prison. And they have this amazing encounter where the Bible says that Timothy just lost it in tears for his friend, not knowing when he was going to see him again. And this is what Paul is recalling. He's like, listen, I am reminded. Right? Watch this. Longing to see you, even as I recall, I'm reminded of your tears so that I may be filled with joy. What a relationship. Verse 5 is huge. For I am mindful of the sincere, that's the authentic, the sincere faith within you. Son, this is what I see. You've walked with me. I've raised you up as a son in the faith. And this is what I know about you. There is a very real, sincere faith about you. Your faith, it isn't about attention. It's not filled with fluff. It's not about making your name great. It's not about the money. See, sincere faith isn't about getting attention. Sincere faith isn't about fluff. Sincere faith isn't about the money. He says, I've seen this in you. There's, watch this now. There's something very authentic about you. There's something very clear about you. Moms, grandmoms, I want you to see this. For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you. Watch this. Watch this. Verse 5, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois. And in your mother, Eunice. And I'm sure that it is in you as well. I love this. We don't know where Timothy's dad is in this, his biological father. We don't know where he's at. He's not mentioned here in regards to Timothy's sincere faith. But you know who is mentioned here in regards to Timothy's sincere, authentic, very real faith? His grandmother. and his mother. And Paul says, as I know it came from them, I see it in you. Moms, there is so much. Grandmoms, there is so much. Nanas, grandmothers, there's so much that you deposit within your children. Your sons, your daughters, your grandsons, your granddaughters. There's so much that you deposit in them in regards to their faith. This is one of those moments that you have to come to a place to know how essential you are and to know that you are an expert guide and to know, watch this, Timothy went on to pastor and to lead one of the strongest movements through the Ephesus church. And you know who's accounted for it? Mom, grandmom, so I want you to honestly, biblically know your place, and I want you to own your space. The role that you play in your children is huge. It's irreplaceable. That you would say, it's worth it for me to walk in authentic faith. It's worth it for me to be sincere in my faith because my kids are watching. My grandkids are watching. And I walk in this place even today where this is just kind of a different season, right? Moms, are kids seeing your faith? Are your kids, even in this moment, what an amazing moment for the season we're in, that your kids would see your faith through this. Man, my mom was strong. That whole thing that happened with that virus, that whole thing we got past, you should have seen my mom. You should have seen her faith. Man, she didn't speak fear. She didn't speak doubt. She was speaking faith. Man, she built our house that God's in charge. God's going to see us through. God is going to provide. Turn to God in this. Did you see my mom in this season? Come on, moms, you have that authority and you have that power and you have that strength, and that is your place, that your kids would look back and say, oh, my mom. And they would boast. And they would bless you in this season. This is a difficult season for so many. Moms, can I ask you, moms and grandmoms, are you speaking faith in this season? Are you speaking faith in this season? Someone's calling me from Phoenix. Bad timing. Bye-bye. I don't even know anyone from Phoenix, I don't think. That's so funny. So you come to a place. Man, you come in this place to just always remember what it means to be praying over your kids that they never forget it. And there's a moment for Renee and Carter. And there's a moment where Carter was wrestling and he dislocated his shoulder and it was just a bad scene, man. It was a bummer. And Carter was just a really, I mean, just truly, I'm his dad, but he was a solid, solid wrestler, man. He was in tune to break some records, man. He was crushing it. He's a strong kid. If you've seen him today, he's the size of a house, man. It's ridiculous. But he started that young, and he was just a terror on the mat. And there was this time that he dislocated his shoulder, and he was just crushed. And I love it because he went to Mom. Mom, can you just pray for my shoulder? Listen, I believe that God can heal. I believe that God can raise the dead. God is a God of all possibilities. There is nothing impossible for God. He can do whatever he pleases. I mean, they just laid hands on his shoulder and just began to pray over Carter and pray over his shoulder. And honestly, whatever it was on the mat, they were on the way to the doctors. And whatever it was on the mat, nobody there could get the shoulder back into place. And Mom, honestly, in the moment that Renee began to lay her hands on his shoulder and begin to pray, this thing just slid right back in. And there was no need to go to the hospital. They turned around and came home. It was un- believable, but it was a son. Watch this. Watch this. Here's the point. It was a son that was looking to his mom. Mom, I need you. Moms, you are desperately, desperately needed. You are desperately needed. And that you would just come to this place to know your value and to know your worth. And that I love this, that Paul, man, he's given us like half the books of the New Testament. He recognizes one of his own sons in the faith, the reality of the value of a mom and a grandmom and their faith. And the same faith that I saw in them, the authentic, true, clear faith I see in you. Moms, there's so much in that. Man, I just want to pray for you, but I want this. I want to do this, man. If you're in a house, I know this could be difficult for some, and I so wish. I really hate not being here, I tell you that. I hate not being here. Because I want every mom to have hands laid on her that we would pray over them today. And you might be a mom who's kind of flying solo today. And honestly, just drive around today, my heart was breaking for you today. It was early this morning and I'm just driving, I'm praying, and I'm just praying through today, and I'm praying for you, and my heart just began to, honestly, it just began to weep for moms who today would hear this, and honestly, you don't have anyone to lay hands on you today. And I hate not being here. I hate that we can't have someone lay hands on you. This ain't right. Do not forsake the assembly yourselves together. That's our call, to be together. And it's a moment like this that I want you alone. But if you're in a place, man, come on. I'm going to pray for you, particularly if you're in a place and you're just flying solo. But I want husbands, and I want kids, and I want you to get around. Even if I'm even talking in this room. If you're in this room, go to your mom or go to your wife, even right here, and just, we're going to lay hands on moms. Like even the staff, like, please. I can't even see, but if you can go to your wife, or you can go to your mother, or wherever that's at, man, I want you to lay hands. We're not going to miss it, even in our own house and in our own staff here. Go to your moms, please. And but if you're home, if you're by the television, if you're in the kitchen, I want you to just kind of get on your knees, or I want you to stand up in the middle and I want the kids to lay hands on their mom. And I want husbands to lay hands on their kids. So it's generational. It's the husband laying hands on the kids and the kids laying hands on their mom. And we're just gonna pray. So today, man, I want you to know your value, and I want you to know your worth. That God Almighty, Jesus Christ, has given you authority, and has given you power, and you are clothed with strength, and you are clothed with dignity, and you are wise, and you bring so much to a household that the household is your priority. And you would just come to a place today to know your value and to know your worth. And to know that your kids are watching you, that your sincere faith can become theirs. Come on, Father, I do pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move in every household right now. Whoever's watching this, wherever they're at, God, if they had to pull the car over, they pull the car over. If they're in the living room, if they're in the bedroom, if they're in the kitchen, if they're at work, whatever it looks like. That hands all over the place are just being laid on mom, on her shoulders, on her head. Moms, we love you. Your value and your worth. Jesus, I pray over these moms. I ask that you would bless them. I ask that today's a day that even starts, that they would just begin to know their value. They would begin to know their worth. God, that there would be children would just begin to speak life to mom and would bless mom. Husbands would praise them and say, no one is like you. You're the best mom on the planet. And husbands would begin to boast and begin to brag. God, I'm asking that you would move right now as I just picture families all around moms. Just loving on mom and encouraging mom. Speaking life to mom, Lord, that you would bless her and that you would keep her. And God, your face would shine upon her. And God, your grace would be towards her. God, your countenance would be on her. And Father, today, there would be peace. There would be peace. And I pray, as hands are being laid on mom, I pray for the faith that would be so sincere and so strong and so real that the kids would look back and say, did you see my mom? Mom handled this. Did you see the faith of mom? Mom handled this. Mom got us through. Father, I pray that moms would be so blessed today, that they would be so encouraged today. And Father, today we do pray for those who are struggling today and for those who are broken today and those who are hurting today. God, my heart just goes out to sons and daughters who've lost moms, sons and daughters who've lost grandmothers even this year, God. And moms who, even today, they find themselves all alone. God, only you can move in this, God, that they would know your love for them and they would know your comfort, God. God, they're never alone. But today, God, I just pray that today will be a day that even in this struggle, God, they find themselves leaning into you. They find themselves turning to you. They find themselves truly worshiping you and being in your presence and drawing near to you. One more time they draw near to you today to get into your presence, to feel that peace and to feel your love, God, your comfort towards them. Jesus, thank you for your love. Jesus, comfort the brokenhearted today, please. For moms who have even lost sons or daughters prematurely, God, a mom who has to bury her son, this mom who has to bury her daughter isn't the way it's supposed to go. But God, we trust you. We trust you, God. God, for those who are tuning in with a mom whose just hands are raised up to you, God, I just ask that you would comfort her and bless her. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, amen. Amen. So good. Moms, we love you. We honor you. We're going to